Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face and niggas coming into shit. This could be the chairman checking in. Now when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path of clubs. Like at the party clubs that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now of course I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gon' go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gon' have to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a bitch, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking limit. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger on a pistol without no hesitating. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all won't listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's insane, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Rage! Oh, 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 oh.
them Afro Pucks.
I bust on, let us leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I ultra nasty style like so up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye, making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples, showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking, and roll over that chicken shit to plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like Beavis. It's yours, lyrical murderer, still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm a explosive vocalist, make you real, just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic, from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence, my existence is prevalent. Hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking out. To me, if you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
I take a puff and I blow up like Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio and the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller, motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that, yo hop back, I rock at the dawn, yes I still rock on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born. Rock on, rock on, the lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist born.
Now when it comes to the hippest in hip-hop, I make the lips drop, knees knock, buckle and shake. Now who's to make the wrong move? Get dusted, busted, whack MCs who can't cut the mustard. I stick it to you like voodoo, so who do you think you're fooling? Not Rick, but fooling. Ha, you couldn't hang with the new. You what? Your boots will get caught. You what? Look up in the sky. Why? The fly robbers fly, giving you whatever suits. You got the size, they Timberlands to boot ya. Oops, upside your head. Ayo, I'm seeing red like a bull. Baby, I got the pull of a knot. Me because I'm foxy like brown, break it down now. What? From the end to the start, lyrical murderer, pump spearing hearts, I'm tearing parts to pieces like Reese's, I freaked it, speak it in tongues, put you on like Benita Applebaum. You can't see me, you're blind to the fact that I'm on deck, swinging on the wax, striking them out like that. Hats off, blast off, watch me rock it, sock it to ya, whatever it takes to do ya. Done, done, top gun, it's the lady of rage, still rated number one, motherfucker.
Sexy lady,
make that lady, sexy lady, that girl.
Made you a
great
lady,
the baddest lady,
sexy lady,
made you a great no changes. Wake up in the morning and I ask myself, is life worth living, should I blast myself? I'm proud of being poor and even worse, I'm black. My stomach hurts, so I'm looking for a purse to snatch. Cops give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a nigga, he's a hero. Get it back to the kids through the hell care. One less hungry mouth on the welfare. First ship them, don't let them deal a brother. Give them guns, step back, watch them kill each other. It's time to fight back, that's what Huey said. Two shots in the dark, now Huey said. I got love for my brother, but we can never go nowhere unless we share with each other. We gotta start making changes. Learn to see me as a brother instead of two distant strangers. And that's how I'm supposed to be. How can the devil take a brother if he's close to me? I let it go back to when we played as kids and then changed.
That's the way it is.
Come on,
come on.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Puffin' after, play your cards, go against all lies. Shoot for the moon, if you miss, you scriptures from Revelation. Just talking shit and got the devil with it. Body getting stiff, so levitate. Why do I speak blasphemy? Knowing one day they will ask for me. Ask for my sins, no one to feel his wrath for me. I go through it so you wouldn't do it. Ask for me, ask for me. I'm still circling the block before I'm parking. Not bitching, I'm just still cautious. Same black Parker, same Uzi, extra clip, still clapping with that same Larkin. Damn, I feel it in the air, you not sincere. Nigga, it ain't a us or we or I'm a thing. It's a good, bad karma thing. It's a psalm and an honest thing. I swear I feel something honestly.
Gonna be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit.
Somebody save me, lost the crazy, scared to drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursing my baby. Maybe now niggas feel me now, pitching my pain. Embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We save a prayer for the homie Pop.
Heads up, eyes open, the fist. Y'all know who this is, how we do this. Welcome to another episode of Free Them All Radio, live and direct, locked and loaded. May 24, 2023. Okay, we in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Y'all can't take a pause to the calls. Open those front doors and back windows, let them know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Again, on Wednesday, it's about that time. We go straight to the ego. First and foremost, I'm self-critical. We're getting in a little late, but we're moving and grooving. As you see, we are not at international radios. We are at the historical landmark, historical stomach ground, the Hampton House, the house which Chairman Fred Hampton grew up in. So, again, y'all, we're coming in a little late, so to go back and let everybody, we live and direct, we locked and loaded, y'all. Number, we was expecting Brother Billy Ray Valentine to touch down with us. So he may be coming in, joining us any time. Producer, director, he has done a number of different projects. The project that is to be premiered shortly. I think they had a premiere already. We're gonna do. They push it up. It's a piece called United Nations. In fact, some of it was actually shot right here. You know what I'm saying? Inside the Hampton House. So y'all keep abreast on that. We're gonna keep y'all abreast on that. And he might be tapping in with us shortly. We did also. We the upcoming street sign. Or to be named in honor of Tupac Amaru Shakur. Not just about Pac, you know, rightfully so. You know, and this is a conversation that's consistent. In District 3, Councilwoman Carol Fite puts this forward. Also include, amongst other things, so many things with our resume that she wears, the streets and in honor of late great minister Dr. E.P. Newton. And some of the things that's significant about those, the roles play with that, and the you know, say like politics, like real estate, time and location, all that. The significance, amongst other things, Oakland, California, the birthplace of Black Panther Party. And just getting flat going through, I haven't got to, because I got a call this morning, I've seen the product, the series, latest series on Pop. Mom, I have. I'm tempted to wait to, you know, say it concluded to watch it and I've given an objective summation. But Pox connected to Oakland, California, an addition to being the real deal of that political line, driving the Black Panther Party. MacArthur Boulevard, that era, I just flashed back when I was, you know, my days up there. And the fact I remember it really, I guess, sparked. Recharge, you know, saying my political growth was up there 1989, shortly after the word for the death of Minister E.P. Newton. And I recall even with the rural movement up there, you know, on the streets. And I remember going to certain areas and MacArthur Boulevard in particular. I remember staying, you know, sitting around there. And I remember Foothill, different streets, everything. And so that's significant, like, make that connection. That's what we say, like, even the people forget the significance of certain locations. Like, you can look at certain prisons out of the state deal, and it's, you know, in fact, this just brought to my attention that, you know, I was held down with a brother there. And it's just, those are places that stick in the mind, sticks in the mind, the hearts of people for so many reasons. Channel 3, I haven't seen it, was also held captive in the state bill, which we even refer to references death bill due to not a brothers that come up dead in that place, you know, various forms of chemical, biological warfare, aka the toxicity in the water. That we got a campaign we still been working on with, along with Dr. LaShawn, Cassandra Gray and others, you know what I'm saying, taking the water up into the prison. You know, I thought we should go to Logan Prison, take some more supplies down there to them. I said, well, you're trying like state property, you think you're supposed to be taken care of, and they're basic needs, you know, food, clothing, shelter. Nothing be further from the truth, you know what I'm saying? And we really want to heighten those contradictions about the horror conditions that people are subjected to inside these modern-day concentration camps. So we're going to tie all that in. But again, right on, when you look at street signs are political. Those who have a memory can remember our 2004 in Chicago when we had a ways of campaign to have a street, have the chairman Fred Hampton. And now in Chicago, you got street names, everybody from UF to you name it. You know, it was no big deal. We that the response, how they came out and fought, you know, to the fraternal of the police, the various aldermen, and the fight against the street name and now the chairman Fred. So, and you look up, and I think Cicero, not Cicero, it's another street, it's on street, but it's got individuals from Rome. And the people from Rome, they said, we don't even respect due. You know what I'm saying? Y'all give due the street sign. I can't remember what it is, though. It'll come to you in a minute. But you look up, it impacts you. Like even in Chicago, the contradiction about people not knowing Jean-Baptiste Point du Sable is. Jean-Baptiste Point du Sable, one of the first initial non-native inhabitants of Chicago. I won't say he discovered Chicago, but one of the first non-native African. He married to a native woman named Catherine. He comes from Peoria, he's a fur trader. But you, Lakeshore Drive just recently named in honor of John Baptist Point du Sable. And you would think this would be a common discussion. But as we've seen a lot of uprisings, people was challenging certain things like the Columbus statue. In fact, one of the things with the Columbus statue being challenged, the concession was statue of Chairman Fred was supposed to go up there. And it showed, like, if you look at, you know, even Hampton House, we correlated it to the Sphinx in Egypt, in Africa, where Napoleon would shoot the cannons. And you hear, like, the 21-gun salute. That came from Napoleon's consistently firing the cannon fodder at the nose of the Sphinx in Africa, to, as they say, deface the Negroid, the features, the wide nose of black people, you know. And so you look up at the street sign, you see certain things, like, you know, Chicago, Castle Grove, they would say, where you from? You know, Cicero, Sussex, Pulaski, you would identify with these street names, you know, so it's embedded, it's like a stain in your brain, a mark in your heart. So that's phenomenal to have, you know what I'm saying, that it reached to have discussions and acknowledge, to get discussed, whether it be school names, street names, whatever, what have you. We also, talking about the rodeo coming up, this call's going to be coming in too, this Saturday in Pembroke. You know, we're talking about the Black People Party Club, Hampton House, sponsoring some children get down there. So whatever support y'all can, whatever, get that to us at cash.com/ save the Hampton House. We got a program we're working on called Retreat from the City. I was going to reference a retreat from Chirac, but I just said, no, we'll retreat from the city. We'll take these children about, you know what I'm saying, down there. We'll do like a, used to, twice a month thing with them. So again, whatever, you know, so we'll get a rodeo going on this Saturday down in Pembroke. So they'll support y'all can. Cash out, $, save the Hampton House, or also at PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred Jr. at PayPal. Speaking of politics and political horses and everything, so on and so forth. Many of y'all are familiar with the Midwest area in particular, Indiana, Chicago, Dreadhead Cowboy, you know what I'm saying? In fact, this is not his first time. This he has been arrested in Hammond, Indiana. We got him in the house, in the store, in the Hampton House. He's here in the Hampton House. The thing's somewhere else. He's in the Hampton House. So we're going to be talking, you know what I'm saying, where happened, this is the last case. What's the politics like for horses? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, everything political, like, you know, swimming pools. What, you know, since the Chamber of Prayer fight for a swimming pool, why certain discussions are not common in our community, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I was a believer, just seeing how the children ride the horses in the water. And places like, you know what I'm saying, New Orleans, how you, I think places in Baltimore, you would see like horses, people still riding horses, like, wow. And, I mean, you hear like the history, like the importance of transportation, you know what I'm saying, you know, a basic dynamic. And in war, some initial tactics of dismantling your adversary or who you're attacking is dismantling communication and transportation. And, you know, so some people just say, well, we look at something with us, golf, there's white people stuff, horses, white people stuff, so on and so forth. Why, a phenomenal movie, Idris Elba played in, Dre, you might help me, I can't recall the name of that movie, Urban Cowboy, what was it?
Concrete Cowboy.
And it really showed how this wayward youth, this youngster, how he was able to bring up your deal with them, you deal with horses. And there's a program that seems to be prisoners, you know what I'm saying, with these horses, you know what I'm saying, how do you live, and so it's mind blowing, how do you work with the horses, so on and so forth. He said, why is this not a common discussion with our people? That you say, well, maybe it costs a lot, so on and so forth. Then you see such contradiction when they go, it's places where they got too many horses, they say. You know what I'm saying? You say, why isn't the, you know what I'm saying, why is this a conversation that we don't talk about? What's the issues? What's the, like, if you go to get, like, some laws on the book you even know about, like, during the pandemic, I repeat, during the pandemic, I recall we was going to get a chicken coop. And the lady said, oh, so where you from? I said, Maywood. She said, that's, they don't, they had outlawed chickens. And I'm on now. I'm on you on Facebook with me? Okay, so I'm on Facebook. You tag my page? So that means I'm going out on Facebook. Okay. Okay, they'll catch on. What's this for? So I said, chickens. It's, yeah. So you can't have, it's an old law. And we heightened the conversation. Like, basically, I mean, this is good. Put your mindset to have people like the world going to end. You know what I'm saying? So the dynamics are like farming. You know what I'm saying? Even with the Hampton House, State Hampton House Community Garden we did, y'all remember the attacks we came up on. I mean, this is technically a food desert. And right next door, we'll say there were 9 overdoses. We clean. You'll see, I'm just going to put a deputy muscle up because I mean, literally fighting raccoons and rats. Clean it. The deal was abandoned for 44 years. We put the garden right there. You know what I'm saying? Literally, did the garden and brought life. You said, then you seen the developers come. They put a cage around, like get us locked up. And you say, well, you know, so us the Annie, you say, well, man, basic discussions, you know what I'm saying? And you go like, look, like horses, and maybe you go like, listen, man, they legal, and stuff you have missed, because we say the politics trumps everything, the law, everything. But what's the political contradictions about horses and black people? You know what I'm saying? Why is it, you know, you, like we're talking about, like, you know, how, I say politics, I mean, a lot of people's mind goes straight to voting, the voting process. Not to negate that's important. Well, I'm talking about, we say everything political. How you view water, like you'll say, it's political that a can of pop costs, can of soda costs less than a can of water. Because a lot of you say, well, wait a minute, you put water in to make water, get sugar, corn syrup. You would think logically the water should be cheaper. You'll say it's political. When you go in, the way it's set up, you'll say, you're at eye level. You'll say, with the children, they do studies with children, you go through with their mothers. And they can put on their mother's pants leg or whatever, and it's the sugary cereals are at a certain level for the child. You know what I'm saying? It's marketing. What type of children grow up in like white communities, and how you look at guns, how they view guns. It's common. How you look at animals, you know what I'm saying? Horses, it's common. You know, now I don't tell people, I think, even a dog. I say, I think all children should go through experience with some dogs. You know what I'm saying? They say, well, the whole thing of responsibility, the whole thing of life and death, which, if you don't do this, how you can impact others, you know what I'm saying? And horses, you say, are they dangerous? Are they violent? What's this taboo? So, again, we live in the record here at Freedom Hall Radio, y'all. Making history, taking history, taking history. What house is? Okay, it's a question now. Is it a question? Probably. What house was your father put in your own opinion? What does the happen house symbolize you and the generation we live in now? Okay, let me read your question again. I know the house was your father. The other comments. So that's why I got to give you. So I was just telling you about the whole thing. We get to where. So I had somebody, what they call them, the moderators, not going to get that one out of the way. But what is the happening house similar? Okay, question. The happening house, we say, is bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. Bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. This I mentioned earlier, there were 9 overdoses next door before we got here. They tried to solve the urge to turn this into a dope house. We had to clean house. Our presence here, whole different dynamic. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? The park, you know, the work we do here. The lady, the elementary school that Chandler Freer have to attend as a child is right across the street. One of the parents, they, since y'all been here, the children have to get bigger shirt sizes. They walk with their chest out, just knowing who Chandler Freer was. You know what I'm saying? His older brother had went to the school across the street. And this, you know, his sister, he wasn't even in school yet. White boys had accosted and attacked his older brother. As a child, this friend, boy was Chandler Freer, he took a wagon full of bottles over there and dealt with it. I just seen the thing where they said the world, not the country, the world's richest black woman in the world. Fifth lady, Oprah, I think that was considered one, Rihanna. But then the third one was Rice. Bob Johnson's former wife, CEO of BET. But she's the third richest black woman in the world. She, and somebody commented, while we on this, she's from Maywood. She went to Proviso East High School. And she was voted the prom queen. The administration shut it down. So they wouldn't allow no black woman. Chairman Freer challenged that. So the confession was, okay, we have one black, one white. You know what I'm saying? That's how she got it. So, you, I mean, well, you want to, you know, trace the dynamics, you know what I'm saying, again. And I hope that you can, man, politics of the party, in fact, you know what I'm saying. And I don't even think he was the Black Panther Party then. You know, that was, just say that was his calling, you know, so it was tailor-made for him, you know, and others. Tennessee
and other high school.
Right, now he joined the Black, he graduated like he said. Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Say it here. Welcome to the Cowboy. Well, good ahead, Cowboy. Welcome to Freedom Hall Radio. You live and ready to happen out. You know?
I can request it because you were bringing on your screen.
Oh, no. On Facebook?
On your Instagram?
Instagram?
Yeah, you can bring it on. I think,
where you at? Okay. I see you right there. I accept it. Don't worry about that.
Okay, he's bringing it on now.
Okay. We got different field marshals doing too, so we're going to be tapping in also about the county jail, because we still have to say okay, good contradictions too.
Huh? Turn down your volume too.
So you going to sit over there? Did he told it with you? Did he charge? Did he charge with you? Blue? Okay. Get a close to that light because it's even better. Y'all know how we do it. We got to use 210 cans of strength. We're going to make it happen. You know, so we're going to do what we do. You can't, just for those who don't know, the pictures that you have to be sitting right up, you know, sitting right in front of, that's Chairman Freer, so it's actual security detail. Contrary to the misinformation that was put out, William O'Neill was never Chairman Freer's security, that's one of the actual security detail. And you're sitting on the famous, the Hampton House couch, you know, we're around here. We're going to be up in our ante in a minute, you know, so get the studio set up professionally. I got this sister says she's going to volunteer to help us. I'm hold it right on. Talk to us for those who we got people listening all over the world. They, you know what I'm saying? So people hear cowboy, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of people don't even familiar with the history, you know what I'm saying, of black people in regards to cowboy, you know what I'm saying? Like, cowboys, what's the man named? The one who they, the initial long ranger, get that's his name. Almost hit. It almost came out. And, his brother who they, They reference him. This is an actual brother who is the long range. They stole the grip. It's on come out. Yeah. A lot of people are familiar with that. You know what I'm saying? Is this something new that you, I mean, your relationship, your identity, before we get to the case and everything, when did you, I mean, we grew up, you know what I'm saying, we football, basketball, younger generation, but rappers, so on and so forth. And I don't know, how old are you, brother? You're 36 years old. Our generation, you know what I'm saying, was common, you know what I'm saying, when we go annually, every summer, you know, go down south, see our people, you know what I'm saying, and it hit me one time, I was actually, the last name was Hampton, and I said, where your people from? And she didn't know. And I was like, whoa, that was common for us to go down there, you know, down to the farm. What connected you to that, you know, horses, and this horse is probably going to the whole thing with the farm.
I actually never even been to a farm before I even get involved with a horse. Me growing up, I loved basketball, football, sports, but basically, I had started at 2013, my wife, I gave my auntie, my church, my dad, he was a good physician. So, we both survived what I was in the Lord in my life. I didn't care about if I lived or died or anything. And my uncle knew it. But my uncle told me to come to the boat. So I'm thinking we can go get on the boat. Just take a cruise on the lake. So when I get there, it was a horse right there. Since it was in 2013. First time I ever seen a horse. Just a long touch horse. So when I get there, I'm like, wow, is this a horse? Like, yeah, I'm like,
can I touch
you?
He's
like,
yeah,
I'm touching a horse. Like,
imagine
I got a brother in my shoulder. I'm on
the plane. How old were you then? You're in the city? You grew up in the city?
Yeah, I grew up in the city.
Yeah, that's how I'm deep. Okay, for those who tapping in, we got international players. So you talking about the city of Chicago, you know, I'm going to put the context right on my brother from down in Louisiana, Stephen Lynn, Bass Reeves, right on. The fear of all this, the audience, our comrades, our people, hey, man, this ain't going to have, it's smarter than average bad. You know what I'm saying? This is right on, y'all. So, again, I'm going to say something real quick, too. I was really drained today, y'all. Real quick, one of my close brothers called me, and he was saying that his other brother we grew up with, he said, man, you get word, they found non-responsive. I won't say his name because I don't want to throw no bad energy out because I hope he didn't come through. I know I think people hating at him about stuff on Facebook, and the brother I'm talking about, a lot of us, see, you know, say, well, no, I listen, they probably heard about it too, but if not, I'm going to keep some positive thoughts. But it kind of hit me. Because I grew up in this case. Club and community condolences to our comrades in the community here in Maywood. What's our brother's name?
Bedford.
And his back-to-back sister, Sonya McCoy. Her brother, what's the brother's name? He just passed, too.
Gary.
I knew both of them, you know what I'm saying? So, in Maywood, 21 blocks. So, we won't get used to just saying that they're taking these deaths without, you know, acknowledging, you know what I'm saying? So, and they kind of put you in context who you, your mortality, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, just, you know, you hear stuff about health issues, okay? So, Then I seen the young lady, the female. I can't. But she walked up in the gas station and she was singing that song. She had a little boy with a little girl with it. Man, he cut. I seen a little boy with a little girl nodding their head to it. That they called it the Thotty song?
I call it Thotty.
Man, it was. Breakfast Club, eating some A. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he must go, hey, man. Hey, man, I don't get in a minute, man. I could hold it early, you know what I'm saying? Man, I just passed it. But shake that image out. I see the boy just nodding his head when she was singing that shit. You 26 years old. You and your lady, y'all both get shot. You know what I'm saying? And this is y'all both get shot. So you see your uncle take you out. You're going out, and this is, you know what I'm saying? You out there and you see a horse, but prior to this, you ain't got no connection to horses, none of this.
Never been around a horse, never touched a horse or anything. I was always a hound dog. So my opportunity to get around a horse,
right,
it made me feel like this. Get around, I was like, okay, that's what's up.
What animals did you like? What was your animals?
Dogs. Iguana, snakes, turtles, bears,
apples. But you ain't never done no big horse, though. So you go to the cook, so y'all can take you out there, you see the horse, they're going to touch it.
Yeah, he
tried to
get on top of that. I'm knowing they're
going to
take
it.
I was like, yeah, get up there.
Right.
So I get on the horse.
First rip? Did you have a
horse
on the first
though? Yeah. Hmm.
Can ready to ride. Yes, indeed. Y'all still with us? Y'all just a question. Okay. Children. Young boys and girls, I mean, is it something, okay, something that they both equally relate to, or something, you know, how old were they, how did they relate to, how did this open up, you know what I'm saying, how did this break some ice, you know what I'm saying, some boundaries, even get y'all related, to deal with them,
yes.
Because
I started getting into the public eye. When I got in the public eyes, my kids started looking at me as somebody, a public
thing. Was it free mama, brother? You all said, okay, come on, have a seat. Okay, we come to this. All right, y'all. Now, I know I lost my volume, y'all, because we called. Can y'all see it on Instagram?
Yeah.
On Instagram, Tim?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay. But we dipped up for a second. We still riding though. We still ride. You know what I'm saying? So hey, my brother, love, respect. Got good way better than touch the building. Yes, indeed.
Don't
do a whole show with you. You jump in with it, no doubt about it. Yep. Yep. Respect, brother. Well, you know, Chad. Hey, y'all, let's keep it happy now. Improv, who are y'all? So we got man. People coming in. So she's going to jump in. If you need to ask me a couple of questions in a minute. You know, Chad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's basically, my kids looking at a hero. So it's like, for a lot of people to look up to me, I guess it's my kid's problem
is probably a baby.
I guess it's
something they can look forward to.
Like
when they go to school, they cross the stage hall, do their grand horses, my dad. Huh. And Jeremy and Alonzo and my son, G-Rap horses. How old is he?
I got a
5-year-old
grand
horse. At 5 years old? How long did it take him? How long
did
it
take
him to get out?
A couple days.
Y'all listening? See the 5-year-old and you see the things, the little clips with the children getting the swimming pool, and they take to it, and not to mention the social, which is bad and good, how they take to it. He tells us, dreadhead cowboy, his son's 5 years old. They ain't got the whole thing about the fear, you know, all that, you know what I'm saying? And he done took to it, you know what I'm saying? And these are different, you know, in the relationship with his children. I've not seen what dogs do, you know what I'm saying? You see, they take out stuff and, like, you know, I mean, parolees and pit bulls. And, a lot of these children do it, white lady, they get a whole big business, so on and so forth. It's stuff in our community that Mumford really was interested in, you know, dealing with crime. You know what I'm saying? Like, even, you know, it's so much stuff that we can do on our own, you know what I'm saying? And you say, why? I'm just saying, well, you ain't got no degree in psychology, nothing like this. You may do. I don't draw no full conclusion, but if you do, but you the deal is you have to take no college course to figure out how the impact of your 5-year-old child on his horse. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the relationship. So go ahead, bro.
My dad, I bought him a donkey for his birthday. And I say, like, the people that I ordered from said that the donkey never been rolled before, so it's not kid friendly. And when my son came, I had the donkey that had a trailer, and when my son came around the corner and he seen the donkey, he ran straight to the donkey and got on the back. I'm like, I was just stuck, like, and the donkey, like, bad with my son. Like, the donkey broke me.
Yeah.
But when my son come around, he let him do whatever.
Mm.
Like, jump all on his back, and he just there.
How much did donkey cost, out of curiosity?
Well, I actually paid
everybody don't understand, like horses, everybody think horses make cuts. You can get a horse like a car. You can pay $300 for a horse. But remember, you pay $300 for a car, what you get?
Yeah.
He think he got you faded.
When I was going to graduate school, my mom gave me these nice, these shirts because I did some Azad or some good shirt. And I can come to guys with white tees on. I'm throwing that shirt to the side. I'm going to be dressed guys with the tees. What about an atmosphere of, a community? Who can he, relate to? You know, other people, his peers, his age, they can have a discussion. They know about horses. You know what I'm saying? And is that impacting? You seem like, they come do it, and they weird riding horses. How, or is he able to break the ice? You know what I'm saying? And get we and them to have discussion about the horses. What type of response have you seen with that?
I broke the ice.
Huh.
When I first started riding horses, my dad in the hood, I'm from Cranktown,
International, listen, audience. The Chicago is historically, you know what I'm saying, the organization question. It's not like it used to be, but like I say, Chicago was the last city that crack cocaine was introduced in. And reason, because you said, well, why they come back? No, yeah, they had to, it was certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying? Fluky Stokes had to be murdered, Jeff Ford, a.k.a. Chief Malik, they locked him up. There's certain structural dynamics. That are remnants of that go along with the Chicago being the most segregated city in the country. It's like, and the structure, like I tell cats, a certain period of time, cats, you can see a cat down on no colors. You can talk to him 2 seconds. And you say, oh, that's one of such and such. That's this particular street organization. And a lot of people, the geography, was like, a lot of people don't even know the street signs. Oh, that's old. Cranktown, Motown, you know what I'm saying? And this speaker, which I tell you, I think ties in, we're going to have our brother Billy Ray Valentine in the building. And it's a movie, one of his movies, United Nations, you know what I'm saying? I don't get too much, but it's like a Chicago political flip on the Warriors. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we have a scene right here at the Hampton House. And it talked, you know what I'm saying? And I made a joke with somebody recently. I told this sister, I said, yeah, I bet you go back in the days and relish. You know what I'm saying? Those organizational questions, that fact that it was in Chicago, it was a time period where, you know what I'm saying, people say, oh, man, the game, but it's checks and balances. You know what I'm saying? That was contradictions. Yeah. Don't get it twisted. But you can, a certain area, certain school, you're like, whoa, where that come? I'll give you a real quick war story. We go down to New Orleans after Hurricane America. A lot of y'all call it Hurricane Katrina. But y'all know we don't point with the political terms. So I go down these pastors. So we get down there. So the little sister, she say, you different than the rest of these preachers and sisters. I just came down with them. I'm a revolutionary. I said, come here and get our people about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm down here. So we leave. Coming back, we get in Chicago. She pulled me to the side. She say, my mama ain't never seen Baton Rouge. We ain't never been to New Orleans. She say, my mama got some issues. She missing. I said, what is it? This says dope crack. Dope crack, what is it? And see, even that, and so now you can't, it was certain things you could pick for. She said, it was dope. I said, oh, give me 20 minutes. I came back with her mother in 22 minutes, literally. She said, how do you do that? I said, I know where to go. I said, the pit bull comes through, we know where to go. Your car comes in, you know what I'm saying? It was a structure, you know what I'm saying? And one of America's policies, one of its policies, whether it be in Afghanistan, Africa, the Philippines, Vietnam, Guatemala, what have you, is to create chaos, then restore order. Create chaos, then restore order. Dismantle all structures. We all ain't tripping out of this on me. Then the Shiite Muslims, the Sunni Muslims, we don't make a difference. The stone, the cyber, no, it's a circle. When you have a structure, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? There always will be contradictions. But you know what I'm saying? You have to go back and deal with them. You know what I'm saying? Now you come to somebody's house. You say, no, use the bathroom. You say, oh, man, go. You want to go wherever you want to go. You know, that's a place for the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to get that out. So, go ahead. So, listen, oh, you can tell certain periods, it's a location, you say Chicago. It really connected to not saying that in that area all people was with that particular street or the street tribe. However, it's a certain politic that goes a certain dynamic. You know what I'm saying? You say, oh man, disciples over there. So, you know what I'm saying? So on and so forth. And yet, again, one of America's policies to create chaos and restore order. Motherfucker, go ahead, proceed, brother.
The general Moses basically was like, when I first started rapping, he's like, man, you're weird. Only you can do it. Like, I never did it in the game, though, but I always had to check.
Yeah.
So he's like, you're weird, but only you can get away with it. So I took that around with it.
Yeah.
And later, the same brother came to me, man. You did that.
Yeah.
You did something and you made it human.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people out there looking up to you and looking forward to you coming around and getting around. And from you being a troublemaker, being bad, everybody love to have you around. Keep it up, man. Keep it up. And
as he told that,
I knew I was doing something.
Yeah. Now, the reason I went through the way we dialogue, the way we question, it's a purpose, it's a policy to it. As we say, there are no Cliff Notes in Club Class. A lot of people want to come in, like the movie Police Academy, dude come in, with a gun. A lot of people look at the party like that, like, man, with a gun. And like we deal with cases, to humanize it, you know what I'm saying? Like, so who is this? Well, man, you know what I'm saying? Just to humanize it, to put this critical context, you know what I'm saying? How, you know, even within the Black Panther Party, there was a number of different internal struggles. But even how the gun was viewed. A lot of people say, man, I heard they had guns. That's a jacket. But if you do say, we must even politicize the gun. What makes the party's gun different from the police's gun? You know what I'm saying? It's a party. Like, even I told you in the movie, Judas the Black Messiah. We had to struggle. Speaking of which, condolences. The director, Shaka King, his mother just passed three days ago. We talked to him yesterday, yeah. We're going to do they have a memorial for later on this next month. We're going to do we was fortunate for her to come on. I met her also in New York, but she came on the show. And we're going to pull that archive up to play in sync when they had a memorial for her. That's my trans thoughts. So we're going to say, okay. So the scene at the Panther Party headquarters. And first, the sister was shooting down first. And I said, whoa, no. You know what I'm saying? The initial name of the Black Panther Party was the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And, you know what I'm saying, and that's important how it's depicted. Because, you know what I'm saying, so the police, when they beat you, they're trained to say, stop resisting, whether you're resisting or not. That's political. That's political. You know what I'm saying? What you say, how you do, everything is built in the terms. You know, you come in. How you deal with people, our security detail is political, how we greet people, all that. So, you know what I'm saying? So, again, everything is political. So, that's why I want to go to this here. With, now, the fast forward, the present day, you know what I'm saying? You just got locked up in Hammond, Indiana. What happened? Some of the past arrests that you've been giving, so on and so forth, the past cases, feel free to give us that. And, you know what I'm saying, what's happening with this, you know what I'm saying, what were you charged with, how did it go down, you know what I'm saying, take us there.
Okay, 2021, September 21st, 2021, I took my horse up there on the expressway, I shut down the expressway, because they were aware that the gun violence was happening for our kids, on the right fighting for our kids, and I feel like it was time for my many motorcycles, there's about 29 cars to export on the highway. So I'm saving my horse because I got locked up for that and charging them with criminal cruelty. That's the same line. Many charges, but they let me have my horse from that from the expressway. And I was moving to the kitchen.
What's the charges again, brother? When's the court date?
I go to court on the 27th
next month. Is it on Zoom or you gotta come to court to see what's going on?
I gotta go.
Okay. Can you give us some social media contact here? People can be kept up to breast. Any other follow-up questions that people may have about this? And we'll use educational process about the court system, the horses, or, you know what I'm saying? As I said, when I missed you opening, the politics of horses, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, you just brought some information to my attention about, you know, the Amish population, which I mean, that's you're talking about that population, they definitely connected to horses. So what contact people can be kept up abreast, people can come to court to see for themselves, you know what I'm saying, their support. Can you give us some information?
Yes, sir. You can follow me on all social media, Dreadhead Cowboys. You can find me on all social media platforms. Dreadhead Cowboys, Dreadhead Cowboys. Imagine, I can get 10 people on City Gordon tickets, they can go to City Gordon. I never got no City Gordon tickets or anything.
Y'all, we live in the record freedom already on Spirit of Making History, taping history. Y'all get that court date down, you know what I'm saying? Follow Dreadhead Cowboy on social media, you know what I'm saying? Pack that courtroom in, you know what I'm saying? If you straddle the fence, you don't know what's your take on it, you know what I'm saying? Come see for yourself. And that courtroom is in Hammond, Illinois, correct? Mm-hmm. Hammond, Indiana.
Crown Point.
And what county?
Lake County.
For those who are outside, you know what I'm saying, okay, like, okay, so this, so crowd point, is that backhanding?
Yeah.
So y'all know, a lot of us are probably just, you know, probably familiar with Gary, Indiana, you know what I'm saying, but it happened. So this is Joel 27. Y'all, you said that's supposed to be the content, that again, making history, taking history, taking history, live in the record frame, our radio, y'all. Some congregating callers in queue? No callers in queue. If you call us in queue, you got to press 1-929-477-3785, and then press 1 to get in. We're going to be up in Indiana, y'all. Y'all see what our technology, y'all say. I've been saying this for a while. We've been, man, up there in the studio and everything built. We've been up there, you know. Stick around with Dread Head Cowboy. Y'all get some questions for this brother. Anyway, Valentine's in the building, y'all. Live and direct, y'all. You know, this ain't his first time in the building. He came. It ain't gonna be his last time. And y'all know how we get played. The joke they make about, see, Chandler's gonna be late, but he ain't gonna be there. I got late to the pre-minute movie, y'all. But this brother here is doing some phenomenal moves. No pun intended. Moves the movies and. The pieces I sing, like, you know what I'm saying, and then, I saw some comments the other day, I like that, she was talking about some movie she was in, Red Brandy, she said something like,
Brandy Martin,
and we did an interview together on Nephew Beats show, Hood Hierarchy. Yeah, that's my nephew. Yeah. Look at this here, man. Yeah, B. Yeah. Look at this here, y'all. Hey. Look at this here. Yeah. Put up that episode we did on the thing. Look at this.
They
have
the shop on 69 on Western.
Yep. Hey, ask my story. They had the Hood radio station one time, and I get on there, and he came down about, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He was one of the judges for his casting call.
Okay. Yep. Right on. Look at this, y'all. This just people are in the Midwest area. We find out who all connected with each other. And I was saying how Brandy Martin got you to talk about, like, and I can be hearing these stories about actors and movies. Yeah, like a block thing, like, you know, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that. And this is any genre, I'm glad how this brother's breaking down, you know, the dynamic of horses, you know what I'm saying, his 5-year-old child. And I just say that, you know, that we shouldn't, you know, that it's not a skill, we want to respect them. We shouldn't be nonchalant. Anybody can do that, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to devalue nothing. But even as a mild genre, as a revolutionary organizer, lots of times we are told that, well, you don't know this. You ain't got. You can't fight with people because you had this issue before, so on and so forth. And to break that ice, because like I said, we like the term real models as opposed to role models. You know what I'm saying? And so you have horses that come in, man. Because you can come and stand and say, his mother say all the time, procrastination is the biggest thief of time. And you'll be fearful, like, well, I ain't got my degree in that. I can't do no movie. I can't do an interview. Horses, I haven't been trained for that. I can't be in the movie. We want to have a discussion that people can relate, and it's intentional. They show you people that say that you're saying that you're disconnected from you, and they expect to hold you back. No, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So these are, as Sly and the Family Stone said, everyday people. You know what I'm saying? And go make some mistakes in every genre. The horse ride, I'm sure you done fell off the horse a few times, brother. I'm sure your son done fell off the horse. The movie maker, I'm sure you did some scripts that came through that you said, I should have done this. And organize it. Believe me, there's some mistakes. Mm-hmm. However, as Malcolm X said, our mistakes I make, they're made out of sincerity, and also the odds. See, that's a different dynamic, you know what I'm saying? The odds. We got some forces here, y'all. The movie thing, and and you have a lot of times in organizing or anything, you're getting people who, if they wanted to, cannot relate to us. Like these folks, organizations, they fighting for us. I just can't find a hood with a GPS map. You know what I'm saying? They came back. In movies, you like you watch some movies. Like I don't know if that I can understand that person doing that. And you may look down. They're field marshal. You're to the front. You cool, girl? That's the Helping House hounds, y'all. That's the Helping House hounds on point. Speaking of which, next week there's in Gospel for some full blooded Rottweiler puppies coming on deck. You know, next week I think they're coming on deck. And you see, and they give us people who we can't relate to. You know what I'm saying? We got some, we fortunate to have some people, you know what I'm saying, from different arenas, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking to the sister right now, she's talking about different dynamics, the webcam, so we're going to follow through up on that, you know what I'm saying? And our people are pregnant with potential, yeah. Pregnant with potential. There's so much, there's resources there. Like, you look at the Black Panther Party, you're like, how did they have a free medical center? Did Mr. Hill Ronald Doc statue. He's saying, how do you run a free breakfast program? There's so much stuff in our community. We told them they don't look at it. You know what I'm saying? We have to tap into it. Can I do this? Okay. You want to how can we get you? Okay, you want a city? You want face? You use your thing? Are you lying? Okay. Okay. So let me look at. Okay, I'm asking. Okay. I don't know. Miss Wilder, Miss Hick can hear you too. I'm on Instagram. Miss Hick can hear you. Did I interrupt you? I'm a question mark with our brother. You good out there? Be cool. Be cool. Oh, let me do that. No, don't be cool. Let me go. Let's go to the issue. You know what I'm saying? What drew you? Okay. What? Okay. Before. Okay. What drew you into movie making? Well, you're saying, how did that?
Well, brother, it was for me as a child. I've always been fascinated. When my oldest brother took me to the show, I remember like 1974, the Roosevelt Theater on State Street between State Randolph and State Washington, and I've seen Black Sea. And for me, being in that theater, seeing us on that screen as it was. And, you know, see, because in the 70s, when they depicted us, they exploited us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what I thought was a hero there was a dude with the bell bottoms, the fly suits, and the Cadillacs, and he was a drug dealer himself. But they had depicted them as heroes.
Yes.
And we were young. I didn't know no better. Yeah. So I grew up in the projects of our potato home. And when I came from that show, it was so fascinating. I would find myself being my brothers and sisters and our friends. We would run up and down the porch. And I was saying, no, I'm Black Sea. I didn't even get the whole structure of how they were displaying us. They were programming me.
Yes.
At the time, we think that. In order for me to be successful, I have to push dope into my and snap my slippers and all that. But I was fascinated with art of it. You know, the fact that, wow, you could really be in this theater. Because before that, the movie I seen before that was Roger Moore, Living That Back. Now, that's a different type of hero. It was James Bond. You know, and he was a different type of hero. And what I paid attention to was, in that film, they filmed the majority of that movie in New Orleans. And that was the only James Bond movie that had a black villain. You know, and Yaphet Kotto played the black villain. And I didn't know none of this at the time. I was just a kid, but growing up, as you grow, you wake up.
Yeah.
You know, and I realized what was going on. So, 1989, I went with Bill Cosby to Hollywood. And I appeared on a Different World TV show. And that's when the bug really bit. Like, wow, you mean all this time I'm practicing on a real college campus.
Right.
And everything is fake.
Yeah.
So, when I came home from that, I wanted to be a part of that.
Well, so we do it.
I wanted to be a part of that so bad.
So I started spinning out my resumes and trying to get in people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But nobody would let me in that movie. When they did that in the movie, it was a background role, bit role.
Yeah.
You know, you got the dot on the screen.
Yeah.
So I decided, you know, look, ain't nobody gonna let me in anymore. Let me in my
home.
You know what I'm saying? And I was working for society, making them rich, and I decided, you know, look, if I want to do this, I can't go to work. It's going to take too much time. Like you just said, the biggest piece of time is professional.
Indeed.
So I quit the job, bought all the equipment, and started making my own movie.
Yeah, what year was this?
This was 2018.
2018, wow.
Yeah. And I did my first film, Magic. And Magic is a movie about, it's about 4 years of my true life, you know? I was a black disciple.
Yeah.
I was doing things that my brothers and sisters was looking up to me.
Yeah. Again, for those who listen, international listener audience, y'all, it's, you know, the street, I know it's popular now for youngsters to say gang, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those are fighting words, those are offensive terms in certain periods in Chicago. Like, those are feelings. And, like, y'all always, we always see the tribes. And, like, you look at old, you can Google old, like, graffiti in Chicago, and you'll see at the end, like, you'll see CVLN, BBN, BPSN, the nation. It was a different dynamic, you know what I'm saying? And, like, even the terms, how you take on terms, like, you catch a gang. The terms, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people are familiar, like, even the Black Disciples. Like, you have the party's impact, you know, so the Black Panther Party, it was the colors and it was a certain nationalistic stance Black organizations took, and you can look at different periods of time, like Minister Huey P. One of the Minister Huey P. that says, what is power? Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in a desired manner. Power is the ability to define phenomena and make action in that manner. What was a phenomenon in Chicago? But it was not only the race country, but the class country, but also the organizational question. And Chairman Fred approached that to realist. Like I said, man, you should talk to them gang. You know, but took it to the different points of unity. A lot of people say, like looking back, like, you said, man, how do you feel? It's like a negative blanket. Like all the organizations, but the different dynamics, like the codes and structure that, you know what I'm saying? That I said back to what I said earlier, one of America's policies is to create chaos and restore order. So I just want to touch on it also.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro.
You know, and with that, and just to piggyback off what you said, that's where the United Nations came.
Dig that.
From that dynamic.
Dig that.
Me and my brother, Cedric, Mr. World War Cox, who's sitting next to me over there.
Right on.
We had just finished a comedy film. And that was Rosa. And we were sitting on his front porch.
And Rosa's front, that's south side Chicago, y'all. Right here.
Right.
Wild Hunted, all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Me and bro, I said, man, what if we made a movie where all the gangs kind of together? You know, like the Warriors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we took that and turned it into a positive. You know?
Yeah.
We started off. Because everything, you know, in order for it to be positive, there's got to be a negative.
No doubt. No doubt. No. Repeat that, brother.
In order for it to be a positive, there's got to be a negative.
Yes.
One can't exist without the other.
Yes.
You know? So, said, what would we call it? And we grew up here in Chicago, like you was just saying. We based off of, it was CBLA, GDN.
Yeah.
BDN. And we was like together in unison. I kid you not. We said United Nations.
Huh.
And as soon as I thought about it, first thing I thought about was White House and all that, right?
Yeah.
But then it made so much sense because each organization in Chicago have their own bylaws and policies and rules and
regulations.
And that's a nation over there.
Yeah.
So what we did was we took the concept of the Warriors. And we took, instead of it being just so coming into the movie theatrically and completely negative, we put a Y
He put a Y in the deal. And we took him to Kwame McDonald situation.
Kwame McDonald, y'all. Y'all familiar. 16 times shot at Chicago Police Department. One of the cases. Yes, indeed.
But I took the Cyrus character and I gave that to Sonny, Mr. Warboy, because he has a James Earl booming voice and that approach. And I wanted that character to be a very well-respected person by every nation in the city. You know, this is one guy who could pull everybody together. If it's just for one night, he can pull everybody together. And that's what we did. We put that mountain on top of his shoulders, and he carried it.
Yes.
I don't want to give the movie away.
Yeah.
But, like, we were on the way over here tonight, we were talking about funding.
Yes.
Why crime is so important to the politicians. Why they talk about, well, I'm running on crime. We're going to stop this crime. Really, in the back room, they like, we need this crime.
Yeah. Real talk. If you tell me you believe they won't stop crime, you believe Don King won't stop boxing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And if you believe that, I got some beats for our boxing.
Real talk.
You know?
Yeah.
So what we was discussing was if everybody right now, let's just say here in Chicago.
Yes.
If every criminal just says, you know what, I give up. Well, now they're gonna be. That's how you beat crime.
Did.
Because you stop doing the crime.
Yeah.
If it ain't no crime, there's no federal funding for a police department, all of that, for lawyers, for judges. You know what I'm saying? All we have is minor things. We go the crime rate shrink down to a Mayberry. And now we just need one sheriff to run Chicago. So we were talking about that funding, and that's what we were talking about in the United Nations. Every nation coming together on a negative and turning it into a pot. You know what I'm saying? And that's where we brought, first thing that came to my mind is Chairman Fred. Let's go over there and shoot a scene over there.
Yeah.
And it was something you said in the movie, man, that was awesome. When you said Chicago police didn't kill my father. The government killed my father. That's what it is. It's not the Chicago police, it's politics. The government. You know what I'm saying? And when we did the United Nations, we wanted that film to express that. You know, so it's something that happened in the film. You got to watch the movie in order to know it. But it's something that happened in the film because Premier had pulled all these gangs together. These gangs together. And they stopped for 3 days. It was no violence, no crime, no nothing for 3 days. And what happened? We got to do something.
Real talk.
We got to do something because now we're going to lose our funding. And I'm going to leave it at that.
You can't leave it at that because we've got our ears. We got people ears pointed. When can they see the movie? I'm saying. He's laid out this whole thing. So you had a great meal coming. And he's going to walk out the door. You ain't start gang banging on him. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, man. You talk about this movie. They move on him. You know, shit, ride down, pop you up.
So, next Wednesday, May 31st.
May 31st. Y'all listening?
We had North
Riverside
Mall.
I need y'all to type this in, y'all. Repost it.
Next Wednesday, May 31st, North Riverside Mall. You can find it on Eventbrite. It's under the, it's a double feature.
Somebody type this in while I'm talking.
I did a double feature because I wanted to give the support or something. So it's really two movies for one. The Otis that you also played in.
They got Chairman.
Chairman's doing it.
Man, what?
The Otis and United Nations playing at North Riverside Mall at Cineplex Theater. And
May 31st.
Red Carpet is 5:30.
What?
At 6. Yes, sir.
May 31st.
Next Wednesday.
So I might be 8. So we might be doing this. I might. See, you know what? In a minute, give me a minute. We're going to have this. My vision. The show we're going to have, we're going to be like a suitcase. I can just pop around and pull up and jump out and do interviews. We ain't got that yet, though. We have our equipment. Huh? Okay, y'all heard live directly. Okay. We're going to hold you to that now.
We gonna
we all heard it.
You heard it, okay? You know, okay, man, lock on wood. We all we gonna be man. This gonna be going this week. The next red carpet we gonna be ready to roll. But this time, y'all type in May 31st, 5:30,
North
Riverside Mall. Right. You know what I'm saying? Double, two movies.
Yeah, and you can find it on
Eventbrite.
Eventbrite and pull up Theotis.
Go to Eventbrite.
Yeah,
and type in Theotis.
$20, two films, two great films.
Yes.
Starring Cedric, Mr. Woolboy Collins, for featuring.
He in the building? Look at this, y'all. They in the building. Well, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Also, me and Eric Mays, brother Eric Mays, this has been my confidant. This is my motivator. He pushed me. He makes
sure. You need that.
He was talking about, look, man, we need to get that thing. Look, let's do it in the parks.
Yeah.
You know, let's do it.
Oh no, I'm gonna do this out there officially. Now, yeah. I'm people now. I want like an official. You know what I'm saying? Like movies, I'm thinking about when you said you see Black Seed. That whole, I know, sitting in this house, in the Hampton house, no heat, no water, no nothing. Shaka King sitting right there, Daniel Kaluuya right there, Dominique Fishback right there, Ryan Coogler, Zinzi's wife, Charles King. We 8 hours, we do some boxing on sale. Everybody do say stuff, and I remember. And we sitting there, I'm like, hold on, we got to talk to these people before they talk, you know what I'm saying, them on the chair. And I remember we 8 hours, we back sitting here. Then I remember saying, Google the worst they were in Chicago right now. And try to Google it. And 11 people just got murdered on Madison and Keeler. I said, let's go. It's about 3 in the morning. They said, what? I said, that's where we're going to finish our meeting at. Man, the studio won't go for that. I said, she's on playing Channel Fred and Deborah Johnson. We got to go. I said, this ain't planned. I said, yeah. And it was like a still moment. You know what I'm saying? And we went there. We got them to play. They cast out there. Man, I said, Keely, y'all know what to do. K-Town. They're out there doing their thing. He said, what's up, Chandler? I said, no, continue. I said, continue. I watched Danny Kaluuya's eyes. I watched Dominique Fishback respond. You know what I'm saying? I told him this was kind of close to face the murals. I watched it. I told people, it's character in character. You know what I'm saying? I got to meet who's going to play the champ. You know what I'm saying? My mother Conrad, we had a whole dialogue and everything. And so much respect. I think I was flashed back even at that meeting, you know what I'm saying? And me and Brian Cool, we connected. We remember when me and first connected years back in Oakland. I passed on some flyers and everything. And who I refer to as my nephew now, and I'm just the impact of movies. I remember saying to Danny Kaluuya, "Man, we have to be real careful with this because some people don't know who Chandler Fred is. It's gonna be debate. People are saying that's his father." And we start laughing, and all because I'm thinking back with me, some of the movies that still in my life. You know what I'm saying? That stick with us. You know what I'm saying? And you see a lot of y'all that big screen. It's not Germany, before the gas chambers, prior to the gas chambers, even during the gas chambers, not just Grogu was the best of propaganda. They had put certain movies together, you know what I'm saying, to take away the sting, you know what I'm saying? So you get about 20 getting gas. I'm thinking who's a genius at this propaganda. George D. DeTeller. The director of the Department of Corrections, concentration camps, he would do stunts like he would show movies. I'm just flashbacking. He would work. We had every showers every day, and he would show a movie that they didn't have no showers, and mom was like, man, that's bogus as hell. And then they'd come take our showers, and then he'll find us. We could even, the movies, so we end up getting back. We fight, we bang the bars, and we demand the showers, so they give us two showers. He's like, man, we got, so hold on, we getting showers every day at first. How we get up to this shit, you know? But the movies, he the propaganda. He was so cold with his tactics. He would do these, vote execute people on death row. And they put the cell I was in, Stateville, a.k.a. Deathville,
I could look out the window and the green tarp where they execute somebody, my cell was I can see right there where they execute somebody. You know, so they kept me right there. Cell 7. That was right there. And he would bring gingerbread cookies, fried chicken, and show these movies like these. They close to pornographic movies, you know what I'm saying? And right before they execute somebody. And I never forget one day, he's going to do a double execution. Daryl Stewart and Walter, I mean, these two names. I never forget these names. It was November, forgot what year it was. So everybody wanted to get a stay, because the stay is like continuous, they're going to execute. This guy named Chris, I never forget. He gets up, he bang on the door to guard. He said, "Hey man, where are cookies and what and chicken? Don't y'all gonna be executing somebody today?" Man. I come to the door, I said, "Damn, Chris, what if they forgot, made a mistake?" I say, "You know, we dare not forget your cookies and chicken." Man. I said, "This dude got you so you asked for a motherfucker to get executed," But the movie, I was watching the movies, how the control they would do, you know what I'm saying? What type of movie they would show, he was cold with it. You know what I'm saying? And Commandante Ernesto Che Guevara, the Cuban revolutionist, said that the role of the propagandist can be as important as that of the guerrilla. That whole, like, you know, and I don't make a movie to say I'll be able to say that you was a black messiah. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to you, something you said, like, I can imagine, I know it's difficult, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you see this movie, not only difficult, but you see your eyes trained to see stuff that the naked eye won't even see, you know, you'd be like, I can't look at a commercial now, oh, well, they got that right there, this right here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, you, like I tell you, like, with boxing, after you get in the ring, you look at 2 minutes different,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I get in the ring in Galesburg Prison, you know what I'm saying, with Goose, and them 2 minutes, I said, so now look at boxing, I don't be, man, come on, dude, I'm humble, you know what I'm saying? Because you be like, you don't get a ring in 2 minutes, like, man, what's the problem? It's a whole a movie, you be in there, you said movie said, the stuff is in 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm flashbacking with you here, you know what I'm saying? I shot man one take, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You did one take, you know what I'm saying? But the work that goes into that in the eye, and you know what I'm saying? And this, you know, I remember him, you know, saying, man, when we about to tell how, you know, you got to be not seeing from different characters. You're going to match. I always say about Denzel Washington. I say, man, he ain't got no, like, no psychological issues. The guy, they go into a character like that, you know what I'm saying? And I say, yeah, I did. And you directing and stuff like that, you have to
be every character.
Every character. Yeah.
That's piggyback off you.
Yeah.
I didn't see that movie.
Yeah.
But after I watched Judas and the Black Messiah, I'm so meticulous about things, I go and watch extras.
Yeah.
So, and you and me have met, I think we met about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we was all on Woods, I think.
Yeah. Inglewood, it's just Woods. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
all the neighborhoods that most directors are scared to go shoot.
Yes. Yes.
And then we got in there and we didn't go to the clean area.
Yes.
We went right there to the gutter because
yes.
This is what this is about.
Yes.
If we're going to talk about the nations in Chicago,
yes.
Organizations in Chicago, we got to talk about
yes.
this for real.
Yes.
Like for real, for real.
Yes.
So we was ready.
Yes.
I mean, we was prepped like
yes.
if they come up at us, you know, we ready.
But yes.
I think this film was supposed to be made because it was smooth selling all the way through.
Man.
Smooth selling.
Right on. Yeah.
And then some of the guys, those comedians, was coming and embracing it.
Yeah.
You know, and then we realized the politicians want you to look at it as all of our savages.
Mm-hmm.
No, they're not, man.
Yeah.
It's not even a rotten apple in the bunch.
Yeah.
Because some of them, if you just go up and listen,
mm-hmm.
when he's talking to you and you listen,
mm-hmm.
you can be to him.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally be to him because he want to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes somebody just needs to be hugged.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't got that real model in their life.
Yeah.
And they don't got that person in their life.
They
sat on and said, go to school
yeah.
or whatever. Me and Eric Mayne and Cedric was talking in the car. There's people who Fortune 500 companies with no education.
Yeah.
But they require you to have an education to work for them.
Huh. Dig that. Yeah.
So you look at the dynamics of how everything is and the political moves they make.
Yes.
Cedric won the 312 Music Awards for Best Album of the Year.
Right on.
Because it was politics at the table.
Huh.
They took that from me.
Dig that.
Because
dig that.
And this is our problem as a us. We can have two Caucasians who hate each other got sitting at this table.
Yeah.
And one African American sitting at the table and all three of them going for the same job. Them two gonna come together
yeah.
to fight against that African
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you'll have one Caucasian sitting at that table and two brothers and them two brothers gonna fight each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the programming we
yes.
program.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
You look at Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah.
The brother they had played the guy who killed himself after they did the documentary.
Lakeith, he played William O'Neill. We obviously said the government killed him. They say
but
yeah.
That his character was the character I focused on mostly
uh-huh.
because it was like he was doing this against his will, but. Did it on his own free will and accord. Waited years after the chairman was assassinated to come out and exploit it, and then went home and murdered his son.
The actual deal is we fought to the show because he actually owned two gas stations. In Maywood. The government gave him two gas stations, and he we fought to have it today. I was just, they took him out. He did an interview after the press and he did another. And they get through with you, it's a wrap. One time in Cook County Jail, they had locked the jail down. This dude that grew up with William O'Neill was coming to county jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get the word. I really want to, I want to talk to this cat. You know what I'm saying? There's some questions I want to ask. This was in 1990. So this before the Kim Kardashian plastic surgery. This was the plastic surgery that's not coming. So he get on the bring him on the deck. So they know. So guys, it's at the table. So when the guards leave, so I pick his brain. I said, you grew up with dudes? Yeah. And so he was giving a little background on him, you know what I'm saying? He said, the type of dude was. He said, well, we really hit him. When he saw William O'Neill later on, he said it really upped his respect for Chairman Fred and Black Panther Party. Why is that? He said he didn't recognize William O'Neill. It blew his mind that they would get someone like play. He said he never thought like that was he couldn't believe they gave this. He grew up with this dude. He didn't recognize him. And I know me and my mother went to O'Neill's funeral to pay our disrespects.
Mm-hmm.
I remember us looking in the cast and she's like, whoa, that ain't him. You know what I'm saying? And that's in
we stress in the movie that they show certain, that they point out that, you know, with the government coming to Black Panther Party, because a lot of us do not believe that we are worthy of being under attack. You know what I'm saying? You're paranoid. You know what I'm saying? This house right here, he was 13 going on 14 when the government put a wiretap on this house right here. He was 13 years old going on 14. He did the junior NAACP from about 7 to 300 members sitting there in that time period. When they called to put a wiretap on this house, and the D.C. Bureau thought it was a typo, they called back and said, wait a minute, you better typo. He's not that young. This guy's 13 going on 14 years old. And to put that in, you know what I'm saying, well, and also people send O'Neill's around that same age, too. I think he's a year too old in the chairman. But to put that in context of what we're dealing with, they our potential, you know what I'm saying, who we are, like the plantation, like a dogmatic dog breed. They can tell you who you are, you know what I'm saying? And they had a psychological profile on O'Neill, you know what I'm saying, from his father, everything, who they approach, you know what I'm saying? And that really, like I said, to us, we really don't believe that a pimp got to tell a prostitute, you ain't shit, you know what I'm saying, get there, take up, because it's coming to grips, whoa, blame me, I ain't here, you won't exist, you know what I'm saying? But our people, they got to take away any value, you know what I'm saying? Because like in the movie, Martin Sheen, who played J. Edgar Hoover, him saying that, you know what I'm saying, the number one threat, you know what I'm saying? They said the Black Panther Party represents the number one threat to the internal security of the United States of the Civil War. We don't have a group of brothers and sisters basically range from age 14 to 24 years old. Wow. Sister went to grammar school with him across the street, she told me. She said, we 12 years old. She said, I was the same class for a number of years. She said, he see the white kids swimming in the swimming pool over there. No, black children ain't got no swimming pool. She said, he take us. She said, he get these sticks and cardboard. I said, what? She said, you heard me? Twigs. Get some cardboard. They go to the police station and they protest. The police throw tear gas out there in him. She said, he's 12 years old. He said, tear gas comes and threw it back in the police station. They study that. You know what I'm saying? And the one of the most famous the case right on that corner, the ice cream truck robbery case they gave me. The brother who I spoke to his funeral a few years back. Mm-hmm. He came out and said he's the one that done it. Mm-hmm. They said, we're going to Chandler Fred. They say he took $71 of ice cream truck. Good humor. That's why to this day, we don't even pay for good humor to this very day. Yeah. He gave it to the children. And you know what I'm saying? And he said, man, they made me a thief. They lied on me. It made me have to be a Robin Hood type of thief, which I gave to the people. So stay be a prison. Stay be. At that time, they would call you by your number, not your name. Whenever they approached him, if he responded, his only response was, I'm Deputy Chairman Fred, I have more type of chairman of the Black Panther Party. That was the only response he gave him. Because they call you by a number, and then they transfer him to Menard. Because he's criminally mentally insane. I met the guy that was down there with him in Menard. That was in 1999. And they told me their whole mouth. They planned with the hit the chair for the administration. They said, man, once he got the pop in their politics, they literally turned their back to a war. Man, we all Chairman Fred and security. Anything out here, we hold you accountable for. The stance he took, similar to the stance that Minister P. Newton took about not taking the job and doing a soul breaker, they changed the rules. That's why they got to call you by your last name in the joints in the Illinois particular. Because stance he took, he got on the appeal by August 13, 1969. In that ground, they said, we'll stand firm, you know what I'm saying? And I don't care what I'm going to put, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's important. And I think the O'Neill narrative should be clear that when they get through using you,
yeah,
it's a wrap.
And that's what I was
it's a wrap.
On, like, how they did that.
Let me say something real quick. Put them on, front them off. Deputy Marshall, we go down to the movie set. We put them on. He said, now, Lakeith Stanfield, he played, you seen the movie Jesus Black Society? The one who played William O'Neill, he portrays William O'Neill, the major informant, agent by the two of Black Panther Party. So Lakeith Stanfield playing informant. We get down on the movie set. Cause first of all, they didn't film in Chicago, they filmed in Cleveland. We had some struggles with that, you know what I'm saying? So I said, now how can we do damage control? So I said, I think in Chicago, let it be in the movie. So we thought, yeah, why did they happen now? This morning, on Facebook, they come. Get down there. So I'm to the side talking. It comes to Black Panther Party Clubs. Unconsciously, the sister who played my mother, they automatically on security for her.
Yeah.
So the guy who played William O'Neill, they throwing his chair down. You know what I'm saying?
And so he looking like, what the fuck? So I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. So he like, man, what's, I said, man, because I was, you know, the depth of the cabin they playing. I did feel some, there's still some heat here, man. This is, it's hot. You know what I'm saying? And it, he had psychiatric help. You know, he was, I said, man, this is people how they still view him. He was like, man. So we had that whole sit down out to the cop. He said, come on, man, playing a role. You know what I'm saying? And it was difficult. One time I was in the elevator, the ones who played the police, the Negro police, the Saturday chairman, they were looking, they did such good on wardrobe, and they acted. We were always like, whoa. I can't be around y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just seen this scene. I can't be around y'all. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
the
man,
when
you watch it,
it's
a movie.
Okay.
Company Cowboys, so I'm going to be producing the show. And it's coming out, it's
going
to start filming like in
2 weeks,
so, yeah.
Wow.
It's
going to
be pretty cool.
So, yeah, I'm going to be picking your brain with the podcast. The week enough, Danny, you can pick your brain. Y'all, again, man, y'all got y'all subscribe to what's got going on. Look at this, this one ain't playing. You know, the gray hair cowboy came in. Man, and it's resources in our community, y'all. So this right on. Yeah, so make sure you stay connected. Let me give you the direct line. I got your contact. We live direct on Freedom Hall Radio at the Hampton House, the historical Hampton House. Play y'all comments on August 30th. The Chairman Friends people. I think we'll go 30 for 31st. People come in town, I want to kick me on, put it right back out. But I want to throw some ideas out there for this whole thing about Billy Ray Valentine. I guess we want to show the movies in the park or something. This, I mean, like, man, I want to really do this, y'all. I tell you, like, everything, like, I see somebody talking about these drive-ins again. That was a discussion coming up. I wish they had that again. What?
They got one on the rooftop there in town.
On rooftop? Don't try to call. Save me enough. Yeah. Please.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Y'all
home
too, you know, for y'all
movies,
y'all play, whatever
it
may be. I'm the door.
Yeah. Watch out now. Okay. We're going to kick them in. Man, y'all heard that live in the record. She's going to be helping again. We got all records that you're helping us with today. Right on. Right on, sis. Right on. Love, respect. Yeah, pretty much, you got to go. Yes, yeah. Y'all, this is the Hampton House, y'all. We live in direct, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, get my look. Yeah. We network. Come on, sir. Yeah, we networking everything. Make give him a call or something too, sister. Make sure you stay in contact. Yeah, that's all right. Wait, what's why I asked you on Instagram?
My Instagram is Sadie.
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 Is blessed.
With a D at the end.
Sadie is blessed.
Yep.
Right on. So I just asked.
All right.
Yes, indeed.
See y'all.
Y'all check out.
We don't do this together.
See that.
Give me a call, too.
Right on. All right,
thank you.
Man, no, thank you, sir. Let's make history. Take history and take picture, y'all.
No doubt.
Man, legends of the building, man.
Man.
We all going to be here next Wednesday, y'all. 5:30, we all going to be at North Riverside. You know what I'm saying? I know it's old school. Take out on a date. Y'all go do a date. Y'all go see the movie.
It's been a long time since you can go to the movie.
Go to the movie and watch two movies.
For the price of
one. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? 5:30.
I'm having flashbacks about it. I guess I can talk about it now. I was a child. My mom used to go there. She got all our food stash. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? The family, y'all do that. Y'all commit to that next Wednesday, y'all. Go ahead, my brother.
Straight up. 5:30 is the red carpet. Red carpet started 5:30. Movie started 6 p.m. There's two movies. The Oldest First. That's the newest film we just done, starring Sally Warboy Collins. And then United Nations. You know, and I think that's a movie. I think if you out here in these streets, if you out here, you know, trying to survive, come on. Come check us out, because this is something I think all our young brothers and sisters need to look at, pay attention to, because we took it back to the structure. We took it back to what nations really are, because in our day, we weren't gangs.
We were gangs. What?
We were nations. We was organized. Everybody had their stuff together. You know what I'm saying? And it was the politics that made it bad. You know what I mean? It was the politics and social media and these video games and all of that. You know what I'm saying?
I want two things. I want to give one of these youngsters, almost like the Fifth, the Grand Theft Auto, with a create a game that we, you know, saying like showing some, you know, like some us doing some good in the community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people, I'm saying this, go listen. I was in Iowa with the case of Kevin's name. The grandparent, the grandmother, she just happened to see the grand, she her first time seeing Grand Theft Auto. It was mind blowing her, you know what I'm saying? How realistic it was. You see these cases, I'm talking, it's literally, encouraging, showing, you wonder why these shorties jumping out on these, why they just kill those, they just ain't taking cars, they're killing people. This grand, you'll be some, take Grand Theft Auto. And also, like a lawsuit against people who create this. The white people is in San Francisco and other parts of California. They launched a big, massive lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no, our daughter Amy is, no, ain't nobody know this little household and stuff. They saw it TikTok. They said, it's a major lawsuit. And I just seen some psychiatrists is talking about this. See, like, man, we flatter ourselves, say, oh, this is children on their own. You, man, I'm grown. That stuff, I'm so, man, you turn on Instagram, we grew up to a man, a woman's shirt, her collarbone wasn't even shown that much. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You, I'm talking about,
and that, we talk about this.
Man.
We talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
Me and the team, you know, we talk about it like the overexposure and the things that's accepted today that was taboo back
then. Man.
Look, just pay attention to this. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
We watch shows like Snowfall.
Yeah.
Power. All these shows of violence.
Yeah.
And the one thing they put in there next to the violence is homosexuality. You can be whatever you want to be, however you want to be. But to propagize that on my child, you know, they got TV kids shows now that's showing the puppets in homosexuality. And these, some of the people that our children look up to are enticing their children to follow along with that.
Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal.
Yeah, from Soap, right?
Soap. Yeah, I know y'all know that. Man, you said I owe you. It's 10 o'clock at night. And that crazy, Bert, Billy Crystal. Billy Crystal, who, I mean, openly acknowledges he's homosexual.
Right.
He said, there's some other stuff going on here. It's not even about the agenda. And so then you say, this movie ain't about, it's not about Crystal Blood. Why is the whole thing about, this much red and blue fighting? You know what I'm saying? If it's nothing connected to you, it's like, whoa, what is going on here? You know what I'm saying? And the deal is like, you should be bombarded with, like even the music and certain things, how you heterosexuality. You be bombarded with some of those, and I tell people, our party line is, we don't give a fuck who you fuck, as long as you don't fuck over the people. But you have to say at some point, they had this thing, they told you the 11-year-old girl, I flipped past Instagram yesterday. I couldn't believe it. This lady walked through a mall. I ain't doing no pants, no nothing. This can't be for real. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? They just showed it like this. I say, man.
The sad thing, bro, is the bystanders just stand there and look.
After what?
City of God,
that's a phenomenal movie. She said, when they took him on the stick-up, she said, after the third time, it becomes routine.
Yeah.
I say, man.
Imagine from 1997 till now with the internet. Look what's exposed. Look what you can literally, your child, today, phone is a babysitter.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. You just give a 3-year-old a phone, and he'll sit there, access to anything he wants.
Anything he wants.
And the internet has no range.
No boundaries.
It has no boundaries.
Yeah.
I seen 8 years ago, where they were showing over in Mexico where the cartels were chopping heads off and putting them on fence posts.
Yeah.
The heads was put on fence posts. and this stuff is exposed to a young growing mind.
A young growing mind
is the most delicate mind.
Man.
So you got kids 14 years old.
Man, impressive.
Playing Grand Theft Auto every day after school. And he can
pull up, jump out,
jump in the car, go through a real high speed chase.
Yeah.
Police catch him, you get out, blast the police,
yep.
get up out of there.
If he gets shot, he can press restart.
Yeah. And that's the only thing they're not teaching them.
Yeah.
That when you get shot, it ain't no restart.
Ain't no restart.
It's all propaganda.
Ain't no restart. No. I think that's why I said about chess one time. Dude say, man, chess like a game of life. And he said, well, I don't know. He say, remember, in chess, you're dealing with just pieces.
Oh.
In life, you're dealing with emotions. You're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? You're dealing with people who are damaging you. I said, damn, you got a point. You got your pawn. He said, okay, go here. You know what I'm saying? You got to deal with different personalities in life. I said, that's a good point. Now, that's, you talk these games, I'm telling you, it's, man, it's a whole different level.
And look at the game, Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
And program them and say, yeah, I won't go to war and kill.
Man.
I won't go to war and fight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. They just, and these people, these companies produce this stuff. And they produce it to so close to reality till the mindset be like, man, I'll just go out here, dude on Facebook talk crazy. Let's ride over there right now.
Yeah.
And murk.
Yeah.
And then they're not telling them about when that shorty, there was a young lady played in the United Nations. Her name is Yayo Royale. And she was murdered in California while making the movie.
Wow.
It was a mass shooting in California, January 28th. And I think we had just filmed the scene over here.
Wow.
And then we left here and we went over to Garfield Park and shot the scene. That was the last time I saw her. And,
dang.
She went out there to a listening party, and she got killed. The car was shot 62 times,
and
they was in Beverly Crest, right outside of Beverly Hills, California. And
what's her name again?
Her name is Yayo Royale on Facebook.
Shout out,
Ayana. Ayana is a real name. Yeah, Ayana is a real name.
Yeah.
But her mother called me and said, Billy, You immortalized her through your films. And at this time, the movie hadn't came out yet. And I had wrote in her character when she got killed.
Wow.
In the subway.
Yeah.
So when she died in the movie, the whole theater stood up. They gave her standing ovation.
Yeah.
But this is what killed me. The guys that killed her in California was from Chicago. They didn't even live out there.
Man.
Yep, and the other two victims that was here. Shout out to Kim McAfee and her mother.
Kim McAfee. Shout out to
we shooting that movie and December 30th, another cast member was murdered by a 14-year-old child that was part of the cast of the film.
Damn.
And then right after we did the premiere, the last screening where you came,
yeah,
Mac Mecca, he passed away.
He passed away, man.
You know what I'm saying? God,
yeah.
So,
no doubt.
Long
live, man.
These are the challenges that the youth today got to go through.
Yeah.
Our challenges was library.
Yeah.
You got to do your homework before you grace that threshold.
Yeah.
Go out there, go. Today, kids don't have those problems.
Yeah.
There's no consequences or repercussions to their actions or anything. And as people could say, it starts at home and it's the parent. I know some great parents that did the best they could with their child. When that child got of age and started thinking for himself, he did what he wanted to do.
Real talk.
And then came home and hid it from his parents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So what it is it's us. I was one of those guys, bro, that was out here on the block, passing that pack out, you know, whooping niggas for not doing what the organization said do. And then when the politicians sent the government at us, we dropped the ball and we ran and we left those kids that was looking up to us.
Yeah.
See, the ones that was looking up to us, like, man, I'm finna ball like Billy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm finna get up here and ball like Billy. Well, nobody never taught them the consequences and repercussions.
Yeah.
So these shorties who out here taking lives like it's a Grand Theft Auto game, they're not telling them when you get in that cell at night and the door closed and you get quiet. Now you start thinking about what you've done, and you got to think about your future. This is your future. This is it. So you're going to be told what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and when you can do it for the rest of your life. And while doing that, you got to watch your back for the guys that's in there around you.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's telling them that part.
No.
Ain't nobody grabbing them and taking them and showing them the outcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just showing them what the now is.
Yeah.
But the outcome is horrible, man.
Yeah.
And we as a people, like myself, had dropped that ball, which is why I make movies like United Nations.
Yeah.
Which is why I make movies like Magic, you know, which is why I get out here. I ain't scared to talk. I ain't scared to say nothing to nobody.
That's right.
Because it is what it is. I dropped that ball. I left that shorty that looked up to me. I left him right there and got up out of there.
Yeah.
You know, and call myself, I'm straight. I ain't over there no more.
Yeah.
But that shorty right there, now who got him?
Yeah.
His uncle is his customer.
Mm-hmm.
His mother and father is his friend.
Yeah.
There's no discipline in this.
Yeah. Family. Yeah. And after that, though, there's repercussions put down on us for implementing repercussions. You know what I'm saying? On one hand, it's, you know what I'm saying, so you can't discipline, you know what I'm saying? Like, the term whooping is foreign to these, you know, like these children, you know what I'm saying? And even the organization structure, like, you know, even aside from the physical repercussions, just the shame of feeling bad, like, you know, like, man, like, in the joint. A lot of cats come in there, they had terms like biking, if you didn't wash up, you know what I'm saying? I like guys that say they're about to make their beds up to rules, and you had an atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? But that is, it breeds individualism. Like, it's a thing called page four. I didn't know what it was until I'm a Big Muddy River. We call it Big Bloody River. So they would have to bring the two majors of two wars that move me any place. So I'm in the shower and the one guy never got his property. So I say, man, Dig, I'm not coming about this shower, man. I say, man, get doing this property. So the guards keep telling me page four. So I said, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? And they say, that means do your own bit, your own time. I said, whoa, I said, I ain't getting no orientation about it. I said, I ain't up with that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I remember this guard, the teller, George the teller, they brought these, this one brother, his name was Fred also. And they would move him the same way with me, like they had extra security and everything. So I would find myself talking to him about different stuff, you know what I'm saying, about the people that if he wouldn't connect, I was like, damn, what, you know, until I'm talking a foreign language, I said, damn, they be surrounding you like they surrounding me. I said, ain't we on the same thing? And then I heard them explain to a new guard that came in. They was going through our file. They say, that friend, if you mess with him, you have a problem. They say, that one, Hampton Jr., if you mess with anybody over here, you have a problem out of him. I said, oh. I see the difference. I say, he ain't no punk, but his thing is don't fuck with him. Right.
It's free will. You know, like the trail's free will. He checked that coach about don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? I see, guys were talking, I was talking, yeah, man. He's like, what is you talking about? I'm like, you know, man, all the time, he like, man, I'm just a go-getter, you know what I'm saying, for himself.
Right.
You know?
Right. He's a go-getter.
For the people. I heard that when the teller explained it, he told that guy, I said, oh. Now I see. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking a foreign language to this dude. You know what I'm saying? He's like, Harry Tubman trying to explain to another motherfucker who escaped about us going back. He's like, I'm not going back. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
shit.
Right.
And one of my guys, he told some disciples of Storm recently. And he said, man, listen, I ain't gonna put my life down for y'all. He said, the chairman, shit. He gonna work for all of us, you know what I'm saying? But that's the difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we commend those who step on their own back. We commend that. We respect that.
Yeah.
But we got to be able to recognize too that
That's, don't draw just because the person got a backbone. You know what I'm saying? It'll get up on us. Don't get a twist.
That's true.
We all pushed it. We were about 8 seconds. We couldn't cut this short, y'all. All this phenomenal energy in here. So we will take it to 9 o'clock, 8:52, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all lock that in at this Wednesday. So, man, Wednesday, you know, they're doing a red carpet.
Yes, sir. North Riverside Mall. At the Cineplex.
So you're in an argument with your lady. Say, be cool. I guess I'm going down Wednesday.
And if you made a mistake with your lady,
yeah,
this is how you fix it. We can take it to a red carpet.
Red carpet, what?
5:30, red carpet start. 7201 South Harlem.
7201 South Harlem.
No, I'm sorry.
Scratch that.
7201 West Cermak. That's Cermak
that.
Harlem.
Cermak Harlem.
Yeah.
That's how my man works, too. People give me that job, like, no, man, what is 1503 West? Man, what is it, man? Okay, man, yeah. 50, okay, yeah, yeah.
Right.
So Cermak and Harlem, you'll be found over there, yeah. That's why I support y'all.
Yeah, come on out and support us, man. We put our hard work in, and everybody that worked with us, you know, we're doing this for a cause. It is a definite cause. Of course, we want to better ourselves and our lives, but also we want to better the people that's around us, man. You know, so.
Yeah, I know these guys here. I know these, that's how y'all told these different movie stars. You can't get to them. Damn, they going to be there, man. Y'all can see people. You need a big screen. Like, whoa, that's him right there.
Yeah,
man. You know this man right there, only thing gonna be there.
And man, I'm talking about when we were making United Nations, we was on 79th and Cottage Grove.
Yeah.
I haven't seen nobody with a camera over there doing no movies or nothing like that. But when we was over there, man, the people, I'm talking about from the homeless people, the winos, the dope thing, the regular people,
yeah.
They just joined. They were so happy we was there.
Yeah.
They joined in.
Yeah.
And they like, can we be in the movie?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Right on.
Just keep doing what you do.
Do what you do, y'all.
Just keep doing
Rated R. Reality.
Yes, indeed.
And we do recommend y'all see this, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
And both films are good. The Otis is the sequel to The Walk of Rufus.
Okay.
The Walk of Rufus was a film I put out last year that did real good. All our movies at this point, we got 5 movies out on Tubi, Amazon Prime, Peacock, all of that. And we got an access stream of 6.7 billion streams on all 5 films.
I'm learning more about this movie stuff, y'all.
Man, in a minute, you're going to be like produced by the chairman.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, Walker Booster's got the Kane Award.
Right on.
That's one of the biggest film festival awards in the world.
Come on now.
You know,
Wednesday.
Wednesday, May 31st.
North Riverside Mall.
Come on, Cineplex. 5:30, red carpet.
See y'all there, man.
Beat me there.
Real talk.
Don't meet me.
Real talk.
No doubt.
Give us some contact information, you know what I'm saying?
Billy Ray Valentine, all the way across the board. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's just Billy Ray Valentine. On Twitter, you can say Billy Ray Valentine or Black Dad. Either way, it's going to come up.
And we honestly do. It was always open for you, my brothers.
Man, I appreciate
it. You know what I'm saying? Love and respect, y'all. Y'all make sure we all like that is. Another phenomenal episode of Free 'Em All Radio, man.
Free 'Em All.
Man, Free 'Em All. Love and respect, y'all. So, Conrad, what you got to take us on out? Man, this is hell of a show. I need to see y'all on deck next Wednesday, so I might be going live, you know what I'm saying? I got to come out these premieres and then red carpet.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the Singles Family Music Entertainment family. Everybody.
Shout out.
Love you.
Yes, indeed. So, Conrad, you still there?
Free 'Em All, Cameron, yep.
Give us
but that's all right, because we said even before this happened, and we're going to say it after this, not after I'm locked up, not after everybody's locked up, that you can jail a revolutionary, but you can't jail a revolution.
Bang.
Nothing's more important than stopping fascism, because fascism will stop us all.
Bang.
Back when I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint the picture with some mud. Trees wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stores, we need more than black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dan's, better take some facts home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less than handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of Marlin, fuck the law, they label all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them whole, stand it. Better take your temperature when you speaking the power. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the throne, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed casts because I'm black. And we got it glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the school, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Target on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And watch me get it. Flow up. I'ma hop up on the track and fuck the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, get it go. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because for different reasons that I'm too young and that I want to live a little bit longer. What you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?